Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into some really interesting, quite important updates from HL7 terminology.
That's right.
We're specifically looking at changes that are, well, trying to keep pace with how AI is being used more and more in healthcare.
Yeah, it's moving fast.
Our source material is mainly from a recent presentation about terminology.hl7.org, which people often call THO. And there was also a little side note on how to say FHIR.
Yes, fire. Good to get that clear.
Exactly. Fire. So our mission today is to sort of unpack these technical updates and figure out what they actually mean for using health data, especially, you know, with AI in the mix.
And maybe just quickly on THOterminology.hl7.org. Think of it as the a central source of truth for all the codes and terms HL7 manages.
Like code systems, value sets.
Precisely. The building blocks that standards like FHIR or older ones like CDA and V2 rely on. And importantly, it's published in FHIR format itself and under a CC0 license, so it's open.
Okay, great. So the core thing is that a recent release, 6.0.2, I think it was, added new content, specifically targeting AI use cases.
That's the key takeaway. They're actively adding terms because the need is there now.
So let's dig into the first area they touched, enhancements for purpose of use codes.
Right. So purpose of use codes, they basically define why someone or some system is accessing or sharing health information.
And you see these everywhere, don't you? Like in FHIR, consent resources, privacy policies, definitely in audit trails, even when an app asks for authorization.
Exactly. They're fundamental for controlling and tracking data access.
So what's new for AI?
Well, they added a couple of significant codes. One is ML training. It's pretty clear the purpose is specifically training machine learning models.
Okay, that makes sense. Explicitly calling it out.
And the other one is PMPDS. That stands for Payment Decision Support. It signals that algorithms are involved in assisting with payment-related decisions.
Ah, so not just payment generally, but payment with algorithmic help.
Precisely. These new codes live in the AgReason code system and are part of the main purpose-use value set. It formally acknowledges these AI-driven activities.
Got it. So that's purpose. What was the next area of enhancement?
The next one deals with provenance participant type.
Yeah.
Provenance is all about data lineage, you know, tracking where data came from, who touched it, how it changed.
Like its history or audit trail. So the participant type describes the role someone or something played in that history.
Exactly. Think author, verifier, roles like that. These show up in FHIR resources like consent, contract, the provenance resource itself, audit event.
So what's the new participant type?
The big addition here is the code transformer.
Transformer. Okay, what does that mean in this context?
The definition is basically a device could be software that operates independently using algorithms to like extract or transform existing data for a specific purpose.
Independently. So not directly controlled by a human user at that moment.
That's the idea. And the key thing is it explicitly brings non-human agents into the picture as recognized participants in the data story.
Right. The example they gave was useful, I thought. Like if an AI system takes old clinical documents in, say, CDA format and converts them into FHIR resources.
Yes, exactly.
That AI system could be tagged with the transformer role in the provenance record for the new FHIR data.
Precisely. You're marking that an algorithm performed that specific transformation step, adds transparency. This code is in the provenance participant type code system, used in the participant role type value set.
Okay, makes sense. Purpose of use, participant type.
Yeah.
What was the third area?
The third one involved enhancement to provenance security codes. These are a bit different.
How so?
They're often used as metadata, maybe in the .meta.security element in FHIR resources, including provenance itself. The main goal here is to indicate something about the security context, specifically who or what asserted the data.
Asserted, as in stated that this piece of information is true or valid.
Kind of, yeah. Or who generated it or is vouching for it in some way. So think about trust. If an AI analyzes, say, a medical image and flags a potential issue.
How do you record that the AI flagged it, not a human radiologist initially?
Exactly that problem. Yeah. So they added two new codes for this. First is AIST.
AI asserted.
Yep. Stands for artificial intelligence asserted. Makes it explicit.
And the second.
The second is dictaster. This means dictation asserted. It's for when information is asserted through an algorithm processing human communication, like speech-to-text software generating notes from a doctor dictating.
Ah, interesting. So that covers automated transcription asserting the text.
Right. both AI-AST and DICT-AST are in the observation of value code system and used in various value sets, including one specifically called Security Integrity Provenance Asserted by Observation Value.
So now you can tag data right down to the specific point, saying an AI asserted this finding, or this text came from automated dictation.
It provides that crucial context about the data's origin, especially when it's not directly from a human hand.
Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. We've got these new codes for purpose, for algorithmic transformers, for AI assertions. Why should you, our listener, really care about these rather technical details?
Well, because they're not just technical jargon. They are the practical tools HL7 is providing to make AI's role in healthcare clearer and more accountable.
It's about transparency, right?
Transparency, auditability, trust. These codes let systems explicitly state why AI is using data, how algorithms are changing it, and who, or rather what, is asserting the information we rely on for care and decisions.
It feels like putting down the foundational language needed for responsible AI in healthcare.
I think that's a good way to put it. It's essential groundwork. And maybe a final thought for you to chew on.
Go for it.
As these AI systems become even more sophisticated, more integrated, how does this ability to precisely track what asserted a piece of data or how it got transformed by an algorithm change how we think about accountability? Who or what do we ultimately trust in these complex data pipelines?
That's a big question. Definitely something to keep in mind as this technology continues to evolve.
Indeed.